Good morning, and welcome to the Poetry Moment. I'm Lynn Rigney Schott. Today's poem in our baseball series is by Vince Wixon of Ashland, Oregon. Like me, a retired English teacher and a lifelong Giants fan. It's called Fathers. In a recent photo, I looked old, head tilted like my father's, half smile with mouth closed, one hand at my side, thumb curved out like my father's and like Willie Mays. I'd noticed that about Willie's thumbs as he posed, bat resting on his shoulder. As a kid, I wore my ball cap a half size small so it would fly off when I ran down a ball in center field. In 1958, I saw Willie hit two home runs in Minneapolis. The Tribune said, when Willie hit his first homer, freckle-faced Vince swallowed his gum. In the cornfield, I wore a DeKalb cap slanted over my left eye like my father's. He never touched me in anger or love, except to shake hands at meeting and parting. That he loved me, I don't doubt. Enjoyed my company the summers we worked together around the barnyard, fixing fence, hitching the plow to the tractor, sharpening the mower's sickles, and he trusted me near the end with his accounts. When I cashed a check at his bank, the clerk didn't ask for an ID. "You look just like your father," she said. And Willie? He's still alive. I saw him in August at the Giants Park, standing by home plate with Tony Bennett on Tony's 90th birthday. Willie waved at us, then was led away. That was Fathers by Vince Wixon. I'm Lynn Rigney Schott.